Ara Ara.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Ara Ara the Week podcast. I'm your host Amy, and with me is Vips, and we have a special guest today, Bibi Zumoy. Hi guys.
Hello. I'm really excited, guys.
Right. And today we're gonna basically talk about live streaming and the entire life of
gaming industry.
So could you tell us about yourself, Bibi? Just let the audience know who you are as well.
So I'm a content creator in the Middle East. I've been creating content for a really long time now. It's quite a while now. I've started with the gaming and then streaming, and then I've done a couple of YouTube videos. And now currently I'm doing more short term, so TikToks, Reels, fun stuff. I'm really loving it. I also work in media agencies, so I also help creators do their content, and I manage influencers in the region as well. So yeah, that's pretty much the sum of it. It's pretty cool, and I'm loving it so far. I've been in the industry for almost 9 years. And
wow,
yeah,
that's such a long time.
But
Bibi, I'm curious, what got you started into gaming? Like, what made you into a gamer?
I've been gaming ever since. So I remember back in the day when online gaming was still at its peak. I was playing RuneScape at that time, and my dad used to call it the spider game. And he would always, like, he would always get pissed that I'm wasting my time on the spider game. And yeah, I still actually play RuneScape until this day. And I've been upgrading games. Currently, I have over 3,000 games on Steam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I play a lot of games. I also like to support indie developers. So I like to try those quick games. Back in the day when I used to stream for long hours in a day, I used to try different games daily. So I used to have a month where I would play a new game every day or finish a new game every day. So yeah, good stuff.
Wow. I can't imagine you finishing 3,000 games only on Steam. How about on other platforms? So just imagine.
Are you a completionist though?
No, I'm not. So if I don't finish the game, I can live in peace for the rest of my life. I like to just try new games. Again, some games are easy to finish. Some games are just for fun. Like, I'm the guy who would try Cockroach Simulator, those kind of games just to test it out. Again, they're on Steam, so why not?
Yeah.
I've wasted a lot of money.
For me, as a completionist, I mean, I wouldn't call myself a completionist anymore, but I used to be. It will have probably given me nightmares if I have that much game on my library and I'm not finishing them. So, but
I feel
Bibi,
you, I feel you.
Now I have another question. What is your all-time favorite game?
Oh, I hate this question. I don't think I specifically have an all-time, because at every point in time, I'm liking some game. So I'll tell you my three favorites, but again, they're not like not necessarily my all-time, right? So I like Life is Strange. It's a very good storyline, the whole mechanics of you going back in time and all that, especially with all the other seasons as well. So as the game progresses, the game becomes very interesting and the storyline is very cool. I like Final Fantasy VII, one of my favorites.
Yeah, you had to mention that.
And let's say one of the regular games.
Speaking to a fangirl, so.
And let's say one of the regular ones would be Valorant. So, yeah. And
I tried playing Valorant, but I really cannot.
Oh, but what made you get into gaming, though, in the first place, Bibi?
That's a very good question. I don't know. I think I like to have fun, and gaming is fun. So I remember before the online world became a thing, we would have the dial-up connection. My mom would allow us to download one game per week, right? And we would go on Miniclip and we'd have a game downloaded. And sometimes when she's out, we'd try to sneak in, you know, put the password, download one or two other games. And like, you know, we'd have to sit and like, you know, strategically think, is this game worth it for a week? Am I willing to play this for the whole week? That kind of thing. And, you know, it was those 10-minute games.
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
We had to keep playing them the whole week just because it was fun. And then they made CDs. We'd copy CDs all around and we'd like share them across. So one guy in town would buy one CD from the shop and then we'd like copy it across.
Pass it around.
Course, and then like we'd share it, you know, so every day one person would buy, and then yeah, eventually the online world became a thing, and yeah, that's where my journey started with RuneScape.
So in terms of gaming platforms, you'd say you are more into like the PC games, or do you have a preference for console games as well?
Definitely a PC gamer. I play console, so I've had a PS1, PS2, PS3, 4 and 5. My brothers got it. It was there in the house, but it wasn't my thing, so this is where I started focusing more on PC. We also had the Xbox, Nintendo Switch. I have one as we speak. So Nintendo Switch, good stuff as well. But yeah, so mainly Nintendo and PC, because you don't get the PC games on Nintendo. You don't get the Nintendo on PC. I'm a fan of Nintendo. But with PS and Xbox, I don't think there is much of exclusivity going on. So there are some exclusive games, but like I can live without PlayStation or an Xbox. I still love them. I would play them with my friends, but it's not a big deal right now.
Talking about PC gaming, initially you were also a streamer on Twitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So could you talk about your journey being a Twitcher?
Streaming has been something crazy for me because I started, let's say, in 2015 to start watching streams. And I was like, what is this Twitch? And I open it up and I'm like, well, people are playing games. And at that time, I had a very different mentality. At that time, I think PewDiePie was like a peak YouTuber at that time. And he was always putting YouTube videos about that. And my whole mentality was like, why watch someone play when you can just play, right? I still have this mentality, right? If you're just watching someone, I don't think you should watch streamers unless if you have a purpose of watching them, whether it was their content, specifically whether you're supporting them or whether it was to learn from their gameplay and stuff, right?
Mm.
I stream and I like it. So I always try to have some value going on. If I'm just streaming for no reason, this is why people switch to other streamers. And the whole streaming community now is very saturated. In fact, I believe Twitch has over 2 million streamers at this point in time. Unless if you really stand out or put some quality content. And I don't mean quality as in like good graphics, good pictures, good gameplay. I mean something that people can really enjoy and they feel like they haven't wasted their hours watching you. My mentality changed as I started streaming because I realized, okay, things are going to become different. You have to actually put content. I understand, okay, so I'm watching this guy to learn better about the game, to try different things. I started understanding the concept of, okay, well, rather than me buying the game and spending money, maybe I will watch this guy play it. If it's good enough, I'll do it. And all that kind of concept.
Now, I have a question. So since you've mentioned that you had that mentality about live streaming, like watching a streamer. So I would say that if you're watching a live streamer play a game, I would call you a backseat person, like, because that's what I used to do, right? Backseat gaming was a thing even for us, especially when you have siblings, like you're just watching your brother play while you're just sitting there. And I feel like watching live streaming is backseat gaming in a sense, but would you say that an opinion of a backseat gamer is valid since they didn't actually play the game, but you know, they have some sort of opinion over the game, like, it's not good, it's not that nice, the quality is
Very tricky. And yes, I think they do have a valid opinion. Sometimes it depends on what their opinion is about and how well they've known in the industry. So if it's like a developer, a guy who develops games, and even though he didn't play the game, he can already tell the mechanics are bad. Most people actually nowadays watch reviews of the game before even buying it. So it's technically just watching without really playing it and still making valid assumptions and valid decisions about the game or the quality of the game. So I think, yes, it can be valid. I don't think we should neglect anyone's opinion anyway. So
exactly. Because, you know, like, I feel like there's some sort of gatekeeping in a sense in gaming community. It's not just in gaming, like everywhere else, but that's one of the things that I often see people say that, well, you didn't actually play the game, so how come you have this opinion? And I'm like,
definitely.
Well,
I'm sure, like, as a live streamer as well, you get a lot of these comments, like a lot of
definitely
people. And how do you deal with that?
So gaming in general, or like, let's say the media industry in general, can become very toxic at times, and there'll always be the annoying ones, there'll always be the supportive ones. You just learn how to deal with it. Sometimes I'm in the mood where I'm like, you say one bad word and you're immediately out, you're banned. Sometimes I like to entertain my prey. Like, you know, they say a bad word, I would give them a bad word. And we'll see how it goes, you know, entertain myself with it. It mainly depends on what your mood is. As long as you're not really offending anyone per se, or just like harming anyone in any way possible, I think then, yeah, I think it's good overall. Just make sure that your stream is happy, everyone's happy around you, no one's being annoying or harmful to others, and that's what matters at the end of the day. Me personally, I can take as much insults or toxicity as I can, but yeah, some days I'm just not in the mood. I'm just like, well, you're muted, you're banned, immediately out.
And even in gaming itself, the community in general of gaming can be toxic. What more live streaming? So yeah.
Definitely.
And is that a reason why you quit Twitch?
So streaming in general takes a long time, right? So when I used to stream full time, which was a very good part of my life, I used to enjoy it, actually. You know, people think it's easy, but it's not. I used to sit and do a full-time schedule, wake up in the morning, do coding in the morning, then play a random game, and then come home, do the community stuff in the evening when everyone was like kind of already woken up, they're back from work, and then do late night game or like pro gaming. So I used to actually divide my days. Some days I'd have BB Thursday wow. night, some days I'd have Wednesday, my B positive show. It was quite different in different aspects and stuff. That time was very enjoyable, but again, it consumed a lot of my time. So for now, short-term stuff are kind of easier to get, easier to manage. Yeah, I can work around it with my full-time job and with me just managing the influencers in general. Yeah, streaming is fun. It just takes a lot of time. And if you don't have the commitment and the consistency, then I would definitely recommend you doing something short-term or something pre-recorded, because it's good to stream, but if you're not consistent, you don't expect to grow. So if you're trying to grow, or if you're trying to like build a business out of it, not being consistent wouldn't help. And I think everyone knows their limitations and how they should be managing their time on that. Also, I tried streaming on other platforms. So Twitch was my kind of main platform, but I've also tried Facebook gaming. I've tried YouTube. I've tried Trovo. I tried Kuma, which was like a new Filipino streaming software. Believe it or not. And Mixer, which said goodbye to us a few years back.
You've mentioned a lot of platforms, right? That gamers can go into for streaming. But what would be your most preferred out of all of those? Because as far as we know, there's a lot of live streaming sites that keeps on just popping over the years. And some of them, as you have mentioned, didn't survive. So what would you...
And now we have kick.com as well. On the way, so
I don't know how to space it. It mainly depends on what your stream is. I don't think the platform per se makes a huge difference. I think it's a matter of what you do and what your content provides. So for example, right now Kick is kind of coming up and stuff, and I'm actually recommending a lot of my friends to go to it because it's a new platform. It's not as saturated as Twitch. Twitch is more of a structured platform. They already have the insights going on. They already have the name, the brand. It's also owned by Amazon, which immediately they have a big funding basically to support all the big features that are coming up. Small platforms are more of like you building a platform that's easy to build without having to kind of grow yourself. If there's only 100 people streaming Valorant on a platform and you're one of those 100, it's easier to be found and it's easier to grow than having you being one out of 10 million on a platform, right? I think it's just a matter of, again, what you're trying to achieve. A lot of people have started on Twitch and have been very successful. A lot of people have started on like Mixer, Kick, other platforms and have been successful. I don't think it's the platform per se that kind of determines what your success would come. It's just a matter of you and your hard work.
Yeah, that's true, because I would agree that you've mentioned earlier that consistency is very important, dedication. Because in one stream, I used to like have a minimum of 3 hours in just one sitting. Because if you're playing, let's say, for example, League of Legends, in 3 hours, that's only like, what, 4 to 5 games? And sometimes you need a minimum number of hours to engage with the audience, to get your audience coming in, because not everyone will be with you from start to finish, you know? Like, definitely, some of them definitely will come throughout the middle. So I really miss live streaming, though.
same. I do miss it. It was one of the good times in my life. And I highly recommend everyone should try it at some point in time. Jumping back to my main point is why I started streaming is genuinely I always liked being live and being impulsive on the spot rather than recording. So YouTube back in the day was very popular. A lot of we're heavily doing long-term content and, you know, big videos and vlogs and all that. Eventually we reached a point where most of it was just acting and faking, and I didn't like how content became like that. The beginning of YouTube was genuine and real, but as we got things, it started becoming all fake and weird, and people are just doing things with the views and trends. It's no longer about the value of content you create. It's just about you getting famous or making money. And streaming was always kind of genuine, and you have to kind of be live and impulsive to do it. So it wasn't there for everyone, and not everyone would be able to easily succeed. So that's why I always kind of highly recommend people to start streaming, even if it's not necessarily gaming, even if like if you're just doing a TikTok live or something. But try to always think of where you're providing value to others, and yeah, expand on that and you'll grow from there.
When you were streaming before, BB, what are some of your top games that you love streaming online?
So Jackbox was a very fun game. We always played it with community. At that time, Among Us was very popular, so we enjoyed Among Us.
During, what do you call this, pandemic time? Oh my God, Among Us was like crazy.
And it was accessible. Like even people who don't PC game, they're on the phone and stuff, we were able to do it. My Discord server would have like different rooms filled up and people are playing on different rooms. Again, most of the like indie games that I would play, like August of 2020, I had a game every single day. I was literally, it was August game a day kind of thing. And I would literally play a new game every single day. I was playing for 15 hours at least, so like I would easily finish a game or two in a day, which was pretty interesting, you know.
Don't you have adulting duties, BB?
Yeah,
how come you can play
tiring.
15 hours?
Well, at COVID times, it was more of like I had the time to do it, so it was kind of fun. Now, unfortunately, my adulting duties are here. That's why I don't play as much. But yeah, I mean, several games that I played and I really enjoyed playing. I can just name some. So Legends of Runeterra, Brawlhalla, Fall Guys, Rocket Arena, Rocket League, RuneScape, League of Legends, Balo, Gang Beasts, Terraria, Among Us, Hades, Dead by Daylight, Phasmophobia. I mean, I can just keep going. But yeah, cool games.
And what's the biggest thing that you've learned about the gaming industry here in the UK?
It makes good money. That's what I learned.
Really?
Yes. So gaming in general is one of the biggest industries, if not the biggest. It's literally, again, I think you've heard this 100 times, it's bigger than the music and the movies combined. Gaming is huge, whether it was industry level or gaming level or creator level. Again, you just need to kind of stand out, put yourself out there, have a really good stand in the show itself, know people in the industry. And yeah, I mean, everyone has a chance to succeed as long as you're really working hard and putting the effort into it.
I'm questioning my career decisions now.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Gaming is definitely not a waste of time. I can tell my parents
really?
That. That's what my parents used to tell me as a child. I grew up and now I can straight tell them to their face, I did not waste my time. And they're very proud of me, actually.
Oh, that's so nice.
Because like from what we've heard with others was that the gaming industry here in the UAE isn't as, I guess it's not a moneymaker compared to other countries. Like you
definitely
can't really expect to make money as of now.
You can. Trust me, I work with influencers. I know how much they're getting per video, which is like a 3-minute video that they do. Mm-hmm. So yes, you can. You just need to, again, it's not as big as other industries. So the industry isn't as mature compared to Europe, America, and even like OZ and Asia. But we're still growing. Saudi just recently has purchased a couple of companies for almost 500 million. They just bought another studio yesterday for like 4.9 billion. So again, the money is there. It's just that agencies or brands or companies don't know where to put it yet because they're kind of clueless about the whole gaming industry. And it's kind of the responsibility of the gamers and of the brands to kind of meet in between. These guys are kind of old fashioned. They understand normal marketing. Brands and like creators, they're still new. They don't understand what's going on, so they have to kind of get in touch. And this is where, like, you know, the synergy will start coming in. Currently, there is a couple of companies that are doing this very well. One of them is the one I work with, which is Division. So we're basically a marketplace for influencers and for creators. And we give the chance for them to, like, connect with brands and then through streaming. So, like, we've had a couple of successful campaigns across the region. And it's so good because, you know, you get to see a creator who's been streaming for, let's say, a year. And they're already making good money based off, like, a big brand. I don't want to name any names. They were able to, like, do some marketing on the streams, on the gaming. So yeah, this is like a nice connection because if you come and tell someone 10 years ago, hey, you guys can market through gaming, they'll be like, you crazy, are you insane? No one's going to watch it. But like, trust me, nowadays, people are mainly watching games. Even when I'm working, I still have like Twitch streams on. Even if I'm like playing or in movies, I'll always have my like side games going on. Even right now, if I'm literally like talking to you guys and I have RuneScape on just because it doesn't require a lot of my attention. So yeah, gaming is booming. Gaming is big. And I think it's just a matter of you understanding the concept, understanding the industry and knowing where to go in the right direction.
I just have a question though. I'm really curious about this Division because I remember a few months back, you sent me an invitation like, hey, you should sign up for Division. What does Division do to actually help content creators? I mean, I know you've mentioned a lot earlier, but I just want to focus and highlight on how the process is for someone who's interested to join.
Simply, if you're a creator, it doesn't matter what your numbers are because what we do that's a little bit different than just a normal agency or a talent agency is we actually give the chance for smaller creators to be known rather than bringing one massive creator. We will have a smaller massive creator and then we'll have a couple of micros or a couple of like small streamers. And that kind of helps with the community growth. So we're going with the numbers of the streamers rather than the numbers of the views and reach. And this helps people expand because brands like that eventually go to like standard marketing methods. But with the streaming, it's a little different, especially if you have a young streamer who's getting low numbers, But those numbers are kind of loyal. And this is where you really see the huge return of investment for a brand. We've seen very successful numbers with big brands we've done. And we're still young as a company, but we've seen massive changes in the whole industry. We're very happy and very proud to say that we've made it so far and we're continuing to make it as we go. And yeah, this is something to be very proud of. Me personally, I have a very good connection with most of the influencers and regions and teams in this region as well, like pro teams and stuff. So it has been also very helpful for me to kind of build those connections across. And yeah, it's just a matter of building the connection between them and the brands, because the brands have the money, creators have the content. We just need that bridging gap between them.
Well, I'm really excited for the vision and for what you're building in the UAE region, because honestly, that sounds good to hear for a small content creator. Like, for example, for us, we're not that big. Mm-hmm. We know that. And, you know, we just love putting out our content out there. So I have one last question for you, Bibi. What will be your advice for someone who wants to start their journey or their live streaming career or, you know, content creation career?
The advice that I always give to everyone, and I think a lot of times people have heard me say this, is literally just start. A lot of people focus mainly on like doing the perfect content, coming up with the overlays. I just started, you know, I pressed the button, and I remember at that time I was in my random house shirt. I did not even prepare. My laptop camera was, yeah, I didn't have a professional laptop camera like the one you have here. I was using the laptop one. Literally, I was like, my camera would look up, down. I was and I started, you know, and at that time people were just supporting me. I remember like my first stream had almost 25 viewers, which was insane for someone streaming for the first time, but it was just my friends coming up and they're just trying to support me, right? But then this is where I started realizing, okay, well, something is going on. Let's build on that. So I slowly started, you know, viewing. My viewers started going up. Eventually, slowly, I started upgrading. I would get the better laptop and then I would have two streams. So I have my chat on my game, which is amazing. Then I'd get the camera, then I'd get the mic, then I'd get the stand and my controller. And now, like, I kind of have this full setup going on around me. And then you kind of fix your room. I got the LED lights. I got, like, the RPG moving stuff. You know, and as you go, you start, like, you slowly start improving. And yeah, that's, I think that's the matter of it. Just start. I mean, I'm always very proud when people start kind of come up with shows and ideas, like what you guys did, right? When I heard about the Ara Ara podcast, I was very happy to see that there's something new. The whole idea first, that it's two girls doing a podcast, talking about things that are very interesting. And most of your people, who were guests who were on your first season, they were my friends, and I really enjoyed seeing more of an insight. The way I'm sure people would love to see this insight later on. So you guys started, you've made it, and you're improving. Now season two is back, we're on episode 3. It's really interesting, and like, we're excited to see more, right? And it just keeps getting better, right? I don't think you guys will ever go back. So it's always a matter of improving. So you guys started.
Yeah.
And eventually, it's very fun to see that progress, right? So when I go back to my old videos and I'm like, where was I? You know, and then now where I am, right? So yeah, I think press that button. Go ahead. Don't be scared. If people are going to judge you, you lost nothing anyway. Mm-hmm. People are always like scared. What are people going to think and stuff? Bro, a lot of people that I know were literally streaming on 0 views for like months. And they were putting content that looked like they had millions out there. No one knows, like, literally, who cares if you have the numbers or not? Eventually, you're going to have those million and you're going to be ready to face those million because you're always putting content as if you had the million out there. And people like that. So, yeah, just put the hard work and things will come across. I promise you that.
We don't need to look far, BB. When we started this podcast, I didn't have anything on my background. It was like a plain white wall. Now I have all of those anime posters and everything. So I'm like, that's progress.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I'm telling you, things eventually come. Like, I don't think people focus much on these things. Again, there'll always be the one or two people who always throw these comments. Nitpick, but like in general, yeah, people don't care about the aesthetics as much as what the real core content is, right? If you're funny, people are going to laugh, regardless if you have 50,000 background color, if you have the best PC, if you have the best
Ouch!
PC. If you're funny.
Baby, I'm proud of my setup.
I mean, I'm proud of it too, but it's the core content that you provide.
Yeah.
So I like Viv as a person. I like Amy as a person. It doesn't matter where they are, what they do. It's a matter of, am I enjoying their content? And the answer is, yes, I am. So this is why I'm going to keep watching. You know, that kind of thing.
Aw. Thanks, Bibi. We really appreciate it. And, like, I think you're our first guest for this second season, actually.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you're with us on our journey. So it's really a pleasure to have you as well on our journey as we progress and like have you as well grow with us in a way while you're growing as well.
Definitely. It's a pleasure for me, honestly. And I really hope that whoever is hearing out this, if you kind of were hesitant to like start streaming, now is the time. Again, guys, things are moving very quickly. Social media, as you know, changes immediately. It's a matter of seconds. A new platform comes up and start. So it's very important to start as soon as possible and get going so that once things are changing and stuff, you never know. Maybe you could be the peak of the new pop platform and the new peak of the things that, because, you know, like Vine was a thing, right? But then when TikTok came out, the people who were very good at Vine were able to catch on TikTok quickly because it was the same logic, which is like short videos, right? So maybe sometimes you are late on a trend or two, but then you catch up the third one because you were already in the cycle, right? Mm. So yeah, just never rush things. Some things might be very good for you in the long run.
That's amazing advice from you, and thank you so much. And well, because we are an anime and gaming podcast, we also want to ask you, what are your anime recommendations?
Sword Art Online. I was actually cosplaying Kirito. So I was cosplaying Kirito, and I had a friend who cosplayed Asuna. It was very cute. We enjoyed it all together. One of my favorite animes, the whole idea. Again, it's a gaming idea, so it's pretty fun. And yeah, otherwise you have the regulars like Death Note, Demon Slayer, Attack on Titans. Watch those. Another good one is Erased. If you want to watch that, it's on Netflix. Very good one. And let me give you one more. So God Eater. It's also a good one. Ooh. It's an insane idea, but it's a good one. Also on Netflix. So yeah.
Right. And what about you, Vex?
Technically, I haven't watched this anime yet, but it has been recommended to me by a lot of my friends for quite some time. And they say it's gaming related, but I have no idea. But the title is like No Game, No Life. So I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that. And I'm planning to start watching that soon. How about you, Amy? What's your anime recommendation for this episode?
Well, I actually recommended Sword Art Online the last time we had like a gaming podcast. So I second BB on that. But I will also recommend Arcane, because Vivs will be streaming that very soon, so watch out for that.
Yeah. Arcane is a good one, yes, definitely. These guys worked really hard to build that animation. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, so I guess that's it for this episode. Bibi, do you have any socials that you want to plug?
I'm Bibi Zumot on all socials. BIBIZUMOT. I think the moment you type Z, I'm going to appear. But yeah, that's my
social. I also have VIVIZ. Ooh. But not B, right? Viv's Black Mage.
See, Z is a good letter, guys. Z is a good letter. But yeah, I'm literally everywhere. If you know a platform, I'm probably on it. So yeah, find me anywhere. And I'm friendly. I reply to my messages. So yeah.
So don't forget to follow BB, guys. And don't forget to follow us as well at the Ara Ara channel. You can follow me at @AstroDJAmy. And you can follow Viv's at Viv's Black Mage. All right? We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Tune in to Ara Ara.